Gao, who received her PhD in health promotion and disease prevention from Purdue University. Previously, she received an MD degree from Xi'an Jiaotong, University College of Medicine in China, where she also completed her medical residency in OBGYN. Her current research goals are to understand health disparities and improve prevention measures against cervical cancer and STI-related diseases among marginalized populations. She also examines globalization on health disparities and healthcare institutions. And I'm really looking forward to hearing this. So
thank you, Erin. Thank you very much. Today, I'm very glad to be here and presenting your study titled as U.S. Chinese International Students Awareness, Knowledge, and Intentions for Human Papilloma Vaccine. Here's the outline for today. HPV infection is one of the most common sexually transmitted infections in the U.S. It is the cause of many diseases. For example, high-risk types HPV vaccine are associated with cervical cancer, anal, oropharyngeal cancers. Low-risk types of HPV infection could result in genital warts and respiratory infections. Worldwide, cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer among women, and more than 80% of the cervical cancer occurs in developing countries. And the People's Republic of China accounts for 29% of the world's new cases of cervical cancer. And each year, 30,000 deaths, as reported from approximately 100,000 cases, new cervical cancer cases in China. There is increasing cervical cancer incidence among young Chinese women. However, there's lack of access to screening tests among young Chinese women regarding to cervical cancer prevention, such as pap smear tests or HPV DNA tests. There are many reasons, such as there is no national screening promotion programs in China regarding to cervical cancer. Most of the tests are random or opportunistic tests in the clinic. Also, women aged from 30 to 59 years old, they could access to the community-based or company-based HPV-free screening test programs. Women who are young and unmarried are omitted from this process because traditional value perceived they are not married, they are not having sexual behavior, they are not at risk of HPV infection or cervical cancer. So fitting lack of screening, access of screening tests, HPV vaccine, is an important emerging need for young Chinese women. Currently, there are three types of HPV vaccine in the United States. Gardasil and Gardasil 9, which is nine-valent HPV vaccine, are recommended for children aged from 9 to 26 years old. Since 2012, HPV vaccine, there has been global effort on promoting HPV vaccine in most of countries in the world. In 2004, you can see from this map, most of the Basque countries have HPV vaccine available. However, except Hong Kong and Taiwan area of China, HPV vaccine is not available among mainland China, in mainland China. In United States, there's increasing awareness and knowledge of HPV vaccine among college students. So 81 to 95% of female college students had heard about HPV vaccine, and 85 to 88% of them intended to become vaccinated. And research showed that college students' intentions of HPV vaccine are significantly associated with their previous sexual behavior, their experience of ICI infection, their religious status, and their ethnicity. Along with globalization, increasing numbers of international students have migrated to the United States pursuing higher education. In 2014, there were 274,000 Chinese international students studying in the United States, which accounts for 1.3% of the total U.S. college population. Living and studying in the United States, Chinese international students experienced acculturation stresses such as language barriers, poor social integration, lack of social support, They also had difficulties adjusting to the food. They had shown some psychological syndromes such as depression. There is limited research have examined their sexual behavior, their STI prevention behavior. There's no research has examined their HPV vaccination behaviors before. So the purpose of this study is to examine Chinese international students who come from China where the HPV vaccine is not available, living and studying in the United States where vaccine is accessible. What's their awareness, knowledge, and beliefs about HPV infection and HPV vaccination? This is a cross-sectional study, a survey recruiting email with a link to the online anonymous survey was sent to all the Chinese international students registered in a big Midwestern United States university. Participants who were 18 years and older were born in mainland China. Those who were who come from Taiwan, Hong Kong area of China were excluded from the study because the mass media has been advertising HPV vaccine in those places. There were three phases of the survey. The pre-information awareness phase examined their awareness and knowledge of HPV infection, HPV vaccination. The assumption is that Chinese students have very limited awareness and knowledge about HPV vaccine. Thus, there was a very brief information session was designed in the middle before we asked them what's your intentions for HPV vaccination. Also, in a post-information session, the beliefs about HPV vaccine has been measured using, there's a table here, using 15 items. In total, 751 surveys were collected and 510 surveys were completed. 106 participants had received HPV vaccinations, including 29 males and 76 females. Only 404 surveys from participants who have not received HPV vaccination before were included in the analysis of this report. Frequency means percentage and standard deviation has been used to describe the distributions of the demographic information, the awareness, knowledge, and beliefs. Odds ratio were used to measure the difference of awareness, knowledge, and intentions of HPV vaccination across different demographic groups. Two multiple varied regression models we use to measure to predict the influencing factors for HPV for intentions of HPV vaccination. The first model measured association between nine independent variable demographic independent variables and their association with intentions. The second model measured the association between beliefs belief items and intentions of HPV vaccination. The results show that in total 404 participants, their average age is 22.42 years old. They're all about half female and half male participants. A little bit more than half of them are undergraduate students. A little bit more than half of them has only lived in the United States less than 2 years. So the other half has been here more than 2 years. A little bit more than half of them had no formal sex education before, and the majority of the participants are not religious, and most of them have health insurance as required by the university. 56 of them are single. Less than 50%, 42% of them have had sexual intercourse before. The awareness measurement showed that Chinese students are more aware of cervical cancer compared to HPV and HPV vaccine. So more than 90% of them have heard about cervical cancer. Only 27.2% of them have heard about HPV vaccine. And 70.3% of them reported have not heard of HPV vaccine before. 12 true and false items were used to measure the knowledge level of HPV infection and HPV vaccine. The average knowledge score is 4.5 out of 12, which means that average participant could only identify 4.5 statements correctly out of 12 statements. Among most of the statements, more than, if you look at the right side, very right side, more than 50% of them reported "I don't know" to those statements. If you look at HPV can cause cervical cancer, only 33.9% were reported that's true. Regarding to only certain types of HPV cause cervical cancer, only 17.8% of them reported that is true. And only 2.7% of them correctly identified the statement that women who receive the HPV vaccine do not need to undergo a routine pap smear test for cervical cancer is wrong. This is a table presenting you the rates of awareness of those four items, aware of those four items, participants who have high knowledge scores, participants answered likely, generally likely, which including less likely, likely and very likely to receive HPV vaccine in the future. Those are the percentage of them from different demographic groups. So we can see that participants who are younger than 22 years old, only 31% of them answered they have heard of HPV, compared with 52.2% of them have, 52.2% of those who are older than 22 years old have heard about HPV. Between male and females, 15.7% of the male Chinese students have heard about HPV vaccine, compared with 39.6% of female Chinese students have heard about HPV vaccine. There are a lot of differences across different items. Regarding to the knowledge, those who have stayed in United States longer than 2 years, 42.7% of them had a high knowledge score, compared to 27.4% of them had a higher knowledge score. We can also see those who are single, only 34.2% of them have heard about HPV, compared to 47.1% of those not single who have heard about HPV. All the research results show that those single Chinese students, those students who have not had sexual intercourse before, they are less likely to be aware of HPV infection, HPV vaccine, and cervical cancer, genital warts, and they are generally had lower knowledge scores. And those youngers, the second item compared to the first one, they are just less likely to be aware of cervical cancer compared to them. But generally, those younger students, those single ones, have lower awareness and knowledge level. And participants who have taken sex education class had higher awareness about HPV infection, HPV vaccine, and they had higher knowledge scores. And compared to male Chinese students had lower awareness of HPV, HPV vaccine, cervical cancer, and they had higher awareness about. However, very interestingly, they had higher levels of awareness of genital warts. So 15 items were used to measure the beliefs regarding to HPV and HPV vaccine. More than 70% of participants answered somewhat agree that all women should be vaccinated against the cervical cancer. And more than 80% of them agree that normal health conscious women should be vaccinated. More percentage of them preferred women who are sexually active and women with multiple sexual partners should be vaccinated. And around 40% of them answered somewhat likely that if you are HPV infected, the infection is coming from your current partner, and it will cause some negative consequences to your current romantic relationship. Around 50% of them answer that if they plan to be vaccinated, their families and their partners will be agreeing. And more than 50% of them answered willingly, and more than 20% of them answered very willingly if their friends, if their family members, if their doctors recommended them to receive HPV vaccine, they are willing to apply, comply. So there's sex differences regarding to their intentions of HPV vaccination. Overall, 51.4% participants answered they're generally likely to receive HPV vaccine in the future. Multivariate regression models show that among 9 independent demographic variables, 3 variables, such as sex, length of living in the United States, and their relationship status, were significantly correlated with their intentions of vaccination. Among all the beliefs independent variables, only friends, your friends, best friends' vaccination behavior is a significant predictor of their vaccination intention. In conclusion, Chinese international students have lower levels of awareness, knowledge, and intentions of HPV vaccination compared to general U.S. college students. There were significant sex differences regarding to their awareness, knowledge, and intention. Also, Chinese international students who have been in the United States longer, they were more likely to receive HPV vaccine in the future. Also, friends' vaccination behavior is a strong predictor of their vaccination intention. The result of this study just suggested that HPV vaccine should be further promoted alongside formal sex education among Chinese international students. Governmental agencies should work on promoting HPV vaccinations among Chinese international students. Also, future studies should further address or examine measure their sexual behavior coming from a foreign country living and studying in the United States. Besides of sexual behavior, maybe their STI prevention behavior, their condom use behavior, living and studying in the United States. Here, I would like to thanks for my collaborators of this research project, Dr. Gokoro and Dr. Heiner, for their great effort and help of designing and processing this study. Thank you all for your attention. Yeah, here I wish the best luck for all the international students in the United States. Yeah, thank you.